The resurrection of Jesus is recorded in the story. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I do not know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told him that what he had said, these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Let us pray. Dear God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. Today's scripture tells us of the day when the women went to the tomb to properly wrap Jesus in the burial spices, now that the Sabbath was over and it would be allowed. The women went with their spices to the tomb. Jesus' body was not in the tomb. He was not dead. In his recognizable voice, he said to Mary, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Mary." And she knew it was him. And she called out to him, "Teacher." She went to the disciples. Jim told us that part. Later that same day, two disciples were walking from Jerusalem and talking. As it says in the book of Luke, as they talked and discussed things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there these days?" He's kind of saying, "Huh?" The man said, "What things?" "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. Cleopas went on to explain all of the events of the last week to this man that was with them, not knowing that that man was Jesus. He said, "But we had hoped that he was the one that was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place." They had hoped. These two guys had hoped. They had hoped. That is what many say Easter is all about, holding on to hope. Holding on to hope and happy surprises. That's what Easter's about. I don't know. I don't know if that holds it all in, right? But this holding on to hope. In fact, our egg hunts, our Easter baskets, they all play into this theme very well. Holding on to hope and happy surprises. We find something exciting inside an ordinary-ish object, an egg. We hope for sweetness, sometimes found in our baskets. Hope. Hope is what the disciples had. They had hope. They hoped that Jesus was going to redeem Israel, a little bit bigger than what we expect the Easter Bunny to deliver, right? And yet today, many of us are sitting here with that same type of mindset as the early disciples. We are hoping for Jesus. We are hoping for peace. We're hoping for compassion in this world. We're hoping for care, for less pain. We are sitting here as people of hope. Cleopas and the other disciple invited this man that was walking with them to come and stay with them. After all, they had heard him teaching them all day long, and night was coming near. When they sat at the table, it was at the table that they recognized Jesus. The scripture says, "When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and began to give it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight." They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he talked to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" You had to know Jesus in order to recognize him. Those two guys had to have already known Jesus in order to recognize him at that table. You would have had to have heard of him to think that this could even be him. In order for them to have hope in Jesus, they had to have Jesus. Scripture continues. They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. So first we have the women at the tomb. Then we have the men on the road, and then at the table. All three, Jesus was with them. Yes, Jesus was betrayed just days ago. Jesus, yes, was crucified, mocked, and died. And yes, Jesus rose from the dead. Yes, yes, yes. You can have hope in life. You can be restored through Jesus. We can be restored in life through Jesus. Eternal relationship with God can be transformed or reformed or repaired or reconciled or restored through Jesus. We could be like Mary Magdalene and tell all the others the news and shout out, "I have seen the Lord." That's what she did, you know. Rather noisy lady, I think. But she was so excited that she couldn't keep it in. And she ran and told people, "I have seen the Lord. I would invite us this Easter to follow her example or Cleopas's example. Talk about what's going on. Share the victory of Easter. Be open. What if we were open to another person joining us along the way, recognizing they might derail us from our journey, or they might enhance it in ways that we haven't even yet imagined? I invite us to not be the only person who doesn't know. Yeah, they were calling out that guy. He knew, but he acted like he didn't, right? But don't be the only person that doesn't know. If you don't know, ask. Ask those around you. If you wonder, ask. If you have questions about Jesus, about God, about relationship, about love or grace or mercy or kindness, ask. And then tell the story. Tell this story. Tell your faith story. Tell the story with others. And invite them to know your story of faith. Invite others into hospitality. They could have let that man just keep on walking, right? But they didn't. They said, come in. Stay with us. Eat with us. And in doing so, they invited Jesus. Break bread. Be open to experiencing Jesus every time you sit at the table. And live in hope. Live in hope. Those two guys didn't expect to be evangelists that day, to tell a story that everyone supposedly had already heard. But as they were going about their way, sorting out their own thoughts, they had an opportunity to make a difference. And they were blessed by their sharing. May you likewise be blessed by your sharing. Be wise and confident in your retelling, and be amazed and excited about your experience, so much so that you can't help but share them. May you too have the hope that the disciples had. And may you be blessed to be a blessing this Easter. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.